let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The 2018 League of Legends World Championship, called the Olympics of Esports, heads to South Korea for the first ever All-Korea Worlds, kicking off October 1st in Seoul, visiting key corners of the country over the course of the event. 24 international teams, including three from North America, battling for the Summoner's Cup. League of Legends is the most played PC game in the world, over 100 million monthly active players, drawing fans from all across the globe. League of Legends Esports, a premier global sport with 14 professional leagues worldwide. Chris Hopper oversees the operation of the North American League of Legends Championship Series as head of North American Esports at Riot Games, an esports visionary, praised for contributing to the growth and professionalism of the esports industry. During his tenure, seeing a dramatic growth in the number of leagues, teams, full-time players, major corporate sponsors, sold-out arenas, including Madison Square Garden and the Staples Center. And Chris Hopper with us on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. That was probably an overly kind introduction.
No, you were at the ground floor of all of this, and I'm fascinated by this topic. And for many people, when they hear esports, they don't know exactly what we're talking about. What exactly are esports?
So esports is kind of a catch-all term that's designed to reflect the competition and especially the professional play of video games. And so it can be applied to games like League of Legends, which is a genre called MOBA or multiplayer online battle arena. It's also applied to first-person shooters like Counter-Strike or Overwatch, and it can also be applied to fighting games like Street Fighter or even other sports simulation games like FIFA or Madden or NBA 2K. And there's varying degrees of kind of professionalism, maturity, development of the competition in there. And so when you're thinking about like the biggest esports in the world, League of Legends is the biggest and most developed of those esports.
It's absolutely incredible, the growth of esports. Why do you think the esports have become so popular?
I think it's because it's really the perfect combination of both gaming and sport. I grew up a fan of traditional sports. I was a fan of football, soccer, basketball. And as I was growing up, I knew that my ability to compete in those fields was going to be limited. I wasn't tall enough to play basketball. I wasn't going to be fast enough to play soccer. But as I grew up as a gamer and continued to play there, my ability to compete didn't really wane as I got older. And when we start to see professional level play, it's a lot easier to aspire to replicate pro play in esports than it is to replicate pro play in traditional sports. I can, watch, guys like Rick Fox or Steph Curry shoot threes all day, but I'm probably never going to be able to go home and do it. But I can watch some of the guys in League of Legends make some of the plays that they play, and at least I can aspire to go home and do it. I can try and feel like I can learn how to make that play. And whether they're going to be ever able to compete at the pro level or not, that aspirational element brings players infinitely closer to esports. So I'd say, it's that great conflux of sport and gaming where mastery is on display and can be appreciated as kind of the primary element. And then also, I think the streaming element that's tied to esports is a big deal as well. A lot of these players are not only playing on these, digital channels like Twitch.tv or YouTube, but they're also streaming their own practices. And that offers a completely new level of engagement with fans where they're able to interact directly with their pro players. It's one thing to watch, LeBron suit up and dominate a game. It's an entirely different thing if you had a channel where you could watch LeBron go through practice and ask him questions and, see him respond to some of the comments in chat. So, the fact that our esport athletes are so much closer to their fans than any other traditional sport, and those fans are able to appreciate that play on a much deeper level, I think makes esports a really kind of compelling option for, fans and viewers across the globe.
And we get a chance to appreciate that artistry, that craft that you're talking about with the 2018 World Championships, as I say, kicking off October 1st in Korea. Talk about the format of this, because this really is a major global event. This is big time.
Absolutely. So there's going to be 14 regions that essentially qualify teams into play. And starting on October 1st and running through October 7th, we have what we call essentially the play-in stage, which is going to have the first kind of 10 or so teams competing essentially to qualify into the group stage, which is sort of where, you know, a lot of the bigger level coverage starts. So you sort of have your qualifier rounds. You almost think of it, if you're familiar with the NCAA men's basketball tournament, as like the play-in games.
Yes.
There until you get to sort of the round of 64, which for us starts with our group stage, where 16 teams will be divided into four groups. Over the course of about a week, they will play down, and the top two teams from each of those groups will then advance to a series of quarterfinals played, following semifinals, and then following with finals, all on kind of best of five matches. So, you know, it's we feel a pretty robust tournament. You know, it's 24 teams playing down over 21 different game days, from October 1st to November 3rd. So, you know, really is designed to give a lot of play and allow the best team in the world to identify itself.
And information on that you can find at the website lolesports.com. All the information, ticket information, bracketing information, lolesports.com. You can go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly to that. What's amazing is they'll do sellout venues there, but the international viewership is incredible. What I understand, last year, over a billion hours watched this championship.
Correct. And over 80 million people actually tuned in for a single match. You know, the match between the best teams in China and the best teams in Korea, the two tournament favorites, drew over 80 million unique viewers for that single match. So, you know, the cool thing about League of Legends is that it is truly a global sport at this point. You know, by building out 14 different professional leagues around the world, we've created an aspirational, you know, degree to the pro play that is tied to every fan around the world. You know, every fan has someone that they can see that's playing at a high level that, you know, they feel can reflect them and reflect their community. And so it's, you know, outside of, you know, soccer, probably one of the biggest and kind of most globally coordinated sports at this point.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned in the beginning, you've been there since the beginning, a visionary in this sport. You've elevated the role of the professional gamer. Let's talk about that. The salaries are incredible. If you mentioned this to the average person, they would go, they get that kind of money. These are not people to take a weekend off to play games. These are professionals that are at the top of their profession, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, they're dedicating, you know, dozens of hours a week to improving their individual play on top of, you know, team practices, reviewing film, you know, reviewing their comms, working with, you know, nutritionists and trainers to, you know, keep their body and their mental acuity for these five-hour matches. You know, they're putting in the same level of effort and sacrifice that you'd see from, you know, pro athletes and really any other sport, and they're getting paid for it. You know, the average salary for a North American starter right now is over $330,000, and that's, you know, before you're counting any individual sponsorships, any streaming deal, or any prize money that they might win in a given year. And the, you know, the teams competing at Worlds right now are competing for a multi-million-dollar prize pool. So, you know, at the high end, the players are certainly, you know, putting in the sacrifice, but there's a pretty compelling pie for them at the end of the trek if they make it there.
Another number.
But what's exciting for us is, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You know, what's exciting for us is that beyond just that level of pro play at the top and that aspirational element there, there's actually a much wider industry behind it that can become home to the people who are passionate and invested in esports and invested in League of Legends, but aren't necessarily skilled enough to make it at the pro level. You know, we're seeing students now are actually going to college on scholarship for League of Legends. Over 800 students across North America right now are on a scholarship for League of Legends. And, you know, some of those might go pro, but we need, you know, even more folks we need more folks in broadcast. We need more folks working with the teams on analytics support and helping the teams, helping those pro players grow. You know, we have content, we have, you know, art, we have merch, we have so many different jobs across the industry that anyone who really has a passion for the space can find an occupation here. And so, you know, we hope that for parents who, you know, might be concerned about is, you know, in a responsible use of my son or daughter's time to play League of Legends and to put time into this, you know, to me, I look at the benefits that they're getting in terms of teamwork, discipline, communications, strategic decision-making, the soft skills that they're learning there. And then I also look at the opportunities that they have, whether that be at a pro level or simply a kind of a future career level. And to me, I look at League of Legends as potentially being something that could rival extracurriculars in terms of being worthy of representative as time well spent, you know, in preparation for your future endeavors.
Chris Hopper, our guest on This Week in America, head of North American Esports, the website for all the information we're talking about, lolesports.com. Esports and League of Legends capturing the attention of professional athletes, investors, and advertisers. Let's talk about athletes first. You mentioned Rick Fox. He was one of the first high-profile athletes to jump in, owner of Echo Fox, a very successful team. Talk about athletes getting involved because they see potential here too as well.
Absolutely. You know, and I think a lot of people are starting to kind of see the economic potential. Rick was actually one of the first to join because, you know, he's a gamer and he loves competitive gaming, you know. And for a while, his competitive game of choice was basketball. But, you know, before that, it was competitive video gaming. And so, you know, he actually got into League of Legends through his son, who was an avid gamer. And, you know, through their collective interest, that's what actually spawned Echo Fox. And I think, you know, it was... through in part Rick's advocacy and as the sport continued to grow, that a lot of other athletes and a lot of other sports organizations started to see the economic opportunity presented by esports. And so now you see investment from, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, the Milwaukee Bucks. You see individual athletes like Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant's actually an investor in Echo Fox itself. So you're seeing a lot of these guys get involved, and it's because you're seeing AAA sponsors who are coming into the scene wanting to support esports and wanting, you know, kind of an organic way to get in front of our audience, which is, you know, an incredibly valuable demographic. So you're seeing sponsors like MasterCard, like State Farm, like Nissan, Mercedes-Benz. You're seeing these AAA Fortune 100 brands coming in and wanting to be a part of this, so that they're able to kind of interact with the demographic and the audience that is following our sport.
A couple minutes left in the program. Where do you see the sport growing? You look at this objectively, and it's not even close to hitting a ceiling, is it?
No, and what's really great is when I think about the popularity of esports and where it can grow, time is actually on our side on this one, because every day that goes by, more people are identifying themselves as gamers. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're playing League of Legends or, you know, they're playing Overwatch or they're playing FIFA. You know, it's just that they're playing games and they're making time for games. And we believe that anyone who is making time for games can potentially appreciate League of Legends esports, because it can be the pinnacle of, you know, watching competitive gaming. And so for us, that seeing that trend is incredibly heartwarming. And so, you know, when we say that we aspire to be kind of a multi-decade sport, you know, we're not kidding. You know, we think that League of Legends as a game itself is able to stay fresh. And, you know, our game developers are incredibly talented at, you know, being innovative around game design and tweaking things within the game to kind of keep it fresh season over season. And, you know, we have the players who are invested, the sponsors are coming into the scene. So for us, it's really about kind of maintaining the momentum and, you know, kind of helping to build the snowball and, you know, bring everybody in as we can as it continues to grow.
We're talking about the 2018 League of Legends World Championship heading to South Korea, 24 international teams, including three from North America, battling for the Summoner's Cup kicking off on October 1st. All the information, everything we talked about on esports today at the website lolesports.com. You can link on to that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest, a visionary in the sport, Chris Hopper, head of North American Esports. Chris, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.